together.
Abe! Run to the litter. Tell you what, though. Little Abe was about the second best at loving that I knew. Don't have to tell you who was the best, Ryan. You always was, and you always will be.
You taught me more than I'll ever forget about betting, Jenny.
If I didn't pain so much, I'd ask you for a final ride, hon, for old time's sake. No need to look so horrified. I'm not up to it. And I doubt you would be. Christ.
Her hands went to her chest, gripping through the sheet.
Heart's going like...
Can I get someone? We have a real doctor with us. Maybe she could...
No. Like I said, hon, no shit between us.
Do you want something to eat, Jenny? I could have them make some soup.
Oh, get real, Ryan. The last train's in the station, and I'll be pulling out on it in a short while. I wanted to see you. Part to see how life's treated you.
A single bright tear eased from her left eye and trickled down the furrowed cheek.
And there's something else, hon. Something else to warn you about.
What?
Sit on the bed close, Ryan, so I can see you. Light's failing. Oh, that's better. Heard from Clinker Scales about your rescue. Blood knee-deep.
Ankle-deep, really.
Well, part of what I did for Trader was navigate. Get cross-bearings. Find the two facts that met together so we'd know where the sweet Jesus we were.
You were terrific, Jenny. You got us out of the 3-day whiteout in the docks.
Oh, flattery gets you most places, like Trader used to say, hon. But here's two facts for you. One is that Baron Sharp collects muty animals. Folks around the hole know it ain't just animals and birds. It's stickies and ghoulies and swampies and doomies and any poor son of a bitch that's not like norms.
I heard.
Ryan glanced over his shoulder to make sure they were still alone.
Crossbearing comes from the black-haired little woman you saved. Clinker Scales says she was the most frightening, out-and-out, knock-em-down doomy he ever saw. That true?
The scary thing is that Emma can't understand it or control it.
Emma. Suppose you've been fucking Emma. Have you, hon?
No.
Then you're getting old, Ryan. Remember that pre-dark song the Chaz used to sing? Hope I die before I get old?
Yeah.
Better believe that, Ryan.
You think that Sharp will try and keep Emma if he gets to know her muty skills?
Oh, sure as eggs is eggs. Never saw a truer cross-bearing in my life, hon.
One of his sick men said as much. It's only a matter of time before the Baron finds out. I owe you some serious thanks for the warning, Jenny.
Jenny nodded.
Another drop of water. Ryan, can't you turn up the light? And turn up the light?
He gave her another sip of water, but most of it dribbled from the corner of the woman's mouth onto the sheet.
Oh, God. Hold me. And kiss.
He leaned forward and lifted her, taking the utmost care not to crush her fragile body against his. It was like holding a handful of dry, brittle bones.
Oh.
She turned her face up to him, and he slowly lowered his mouth. He suddenly realized that there was no longer any need for the kindly lie. Her eyes were still open, but they stared sightlessly up into the bright light.
Ah, damn.
Ryan stood slowly and looked down at the empty husk of the woman that he'd held and loved so many times, so many years ago. He reached up and turned off the lamp.
So long, Jenny. And thanks. Thanks for everything.
As Ryan left the infirmary and started back toward the main house, his eyes were brimming. Christy was still awake, lying in bed with the lamp turned off, the window open. Cool night air filled the room, the ragged clouds filtering the moonlight.
Ryan?
Yeah, babe. I knew her. From the War Wax. She died in my arms of rat cancer.
Oh,
did... There were two things she said. Both we partly knew or partly guessed. Emma's act is all around Washington Hole. It'll only be a matter of time before it gets back to Sharp. And Jenny confirmed that he has human muties in the back part of that building. Collects all non-norm oddities.
Gaia, bad news. We go now or wait until the morning?
Ryan was quickly getting undressed, his face turned away, surreptitiously wiping his tears on his sleeve.
Have to talk to the others before first food tomorrow.
Sure. You all right, lover?
I'm fine.
He climbed into bed alongside her, putting out a hand and finding Christie's. He held it tight. She felt the tension riding him.
Ryan, do you want to?
Yeah. I'd like that very much.
When Ryan went to all the other rooms, just as the first glow of dawn was lightening the eastern sky, he wasn't all that surprised to find that Emma was sharing her bed with Jack. When Jack opened the door, Ryan could see that the teenager wore only a shirt, his pale legs sticking out under it like white fence posts.
Yeah?
We're leaving.
Why?
Sharp definitely collects human muties. It's common knowledge that Emma's a triple good doomie.
The Baron know it?
No. But he could find out at any moment. Sooner we get away, the better.
I'll tell her.
All right, Jack.
By 5:30, everyone was dressed, packed, and armed, and assembled in Ryan and Christie's room. They passed a few sleepy sec men, none of whom took any notice of them, knowing that they were the legitimate guests of Baron Sean Sharp. The ville was only just coming awake, with maids appearing at the corners of corridors, carrying wood for fires and fresh linen for beds. Ryan thought they were actually going to be able to get away, free and unchallenged. They were moving quietly and fast on condition red, without taking the final precaution of drawing weapons, though they were all ready to draw at a word from Ryan. To walk through a baron's ville with weapons in hand would only trigger a full-out firefight. They were passing the gloomy dining room, places already late for breakfast, when the grizzled figure of Joaquin appeared by the main doors. His green jacket and blue pants looked as though they were fresh from the laundry and the ironing board. His hair was neatly parted, and he was holding a rebuilt percussion revolver in his right hand.
Early to leave, Outlanders.
Don't want to outstay our welcome here.
Ryan was trying to take measure of the man, seeing how far he might go to stop them.
Baron might be offended.
Make our apologies, won't you, Joaquin?
Doc made a half bow.
Pray do us the favor of explaining to him that we suddenly discovered that we had a subsequent engagement elsewhere.
Could be he'll be pissed about it.
Could be. That doesn't bother us all that much.
Ryan allowed his hand to move, quite openly, to rest on the butt of the powerful Sig Sauer. Joaquin showed no sign of concern at being massively outgunned.
Don't like being threatened.
I thought you were the one doing the threatening.
Ryan took three steps closer to the Sec Sergeant.
We don't seek trouble with you, Joaquin, but we're leaving, like it or not. Easy or hard, clean or bloody, we're leaving.
Joaquin looked at him, not shifting his eyes.
If we both push this, it won't be easy, and there'll be some cleaning to do afterward.
Agreed.
Ryan moved two steps closer. Ryan's gun came up almost imperceptibly, pointing at Joaquin's groin.
You see a way around this one, Joaquin?
Sure. Stay and eat. Tell the Baron you've decided to move on. Probably he won't give a small jack